The commissioner for the Food and Drug Administration, Scott Gottlieb, announced earlier this week that he's resigning from his job. Gottlieb is known for his work on public health issues around the opioid epidemic, underage vaping, and his speedy approval of medical devices during his tenure. His resignation has many wondering what's next for the FDA. Sheila Kaplan, New York Times public health reporter in the Washington Bureau, is here with us. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Tanzina.
So let's talk about Gottlieb's background. What set him apart from other Trump appointees?
Well, at first, he seemed very similar to other Trump appointees. He came from the industry he would be regulating. He had been an advisor to Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Glaxo. He was a venture capitalist, but he was also a doctor, and he cared a great deal about public health.
What were some of the concerns? I mean, when you mention all of these companies, I imagine there are concerns about his connections to the pharma industry in particular.
Yes, especially when he first got here, there was a big fuss about it. People in Congress were very upset. They felt that he would be working to help the pharmaceutical industry and not be willing to put any kind of restrictions on new drugs. They were worried that he would approve drugs too quickly, also worried about what he might do with medical devices.
We have talked about that on the takeaway, the sort of approval of drugs, particularly opioids, that seem to be moving through the system quite quickly. And Gottlieb does have a mixed record when it comes to that. Gottlieb also has a record of dealing with the e-cigarette and vaping industry. How did he approach vaping, particularly when it comes to underage vaping?
When Dr. Gottlieb first got to the FDA, just a few months, he announced a landmark tobacco control plan that had two prongs, I guess you could say. He said he was going to reduce the level of nicotine in regular cigarettes and render them non-addictive, and then to help people who were already smokers and were addicted to cigarettes, he was going to give e-cigarette companies more time to comply with new regulations. So when he did that in July 2017, the public health community was very angry because they said, you know, it's going to take forever for him to be able to get the tobacco industry to agree to reduce nicotine in their cigarettes. That's why people smoke. And the public health community warned that by allowing e-cigarettes to stay on the market for so long, for five more years, kids would get addicted. And that's what happened. And Dr. Gottlieb has acknowledged it and then had to try to backtrack and crack down on the industry.
Gottlieb was also sort of behind this idea to get rid of menthol in cigarettes. And that was something that was considered quite controversial given the racial dynamics of who smokes menthol cigarettes in the United States, mainly people of color, particularly African-American communities. So whatever happened there? Can you remind us about that story?
Sure. Dr. Gottlieb has a proposal to get menthol out of cigarettes. I'm not sure how far it will go before he leaves, but he has told me that he thinks that Secretary Azar will continue his work. The commissioner, like lots of people in the public health community, are terribly concerned about the tobacco company's use of menthol to hook people of color.
Sheila Kaplan is a public health reporter at the New York Times Washington Bureau. Sheila, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tanzina.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.